Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, one of the great joys of my time as a bishop is visiting our school children, learning about their school, how they are doing in their studies, but also to ascertain just how, in fact, they're being touched by the faith. That is, of course, the motivating factor of our maintenance of our Catholic education system. But whenever I meet with them, and especially as I celebrate Mass with them, I always give them an opportunity at the end of Mass to ask me questions. I tell them that when I was their age, I saw my bishop once, and that was for confirmation. And during that confirmation ceremony, the bishop slapped me. And I think any of you who are of my generation will remember that this was a part of the celebration of confirmation. But when the children ask questions, there are some that they're always curious about. They'll ask questions about my vestments, what are the things I'm wearing, what does the crozier mean, or the staff, or sometimes they simply ask about that stick I carry with me. But very recently, when I was with a group of school children, and in fact, it was a collection of all of the students in all of the Catholic high schools and in our Catholic schools in an entire county. And at the very end, I said, well, I'll take one more question. And this young boy, I think he was only about 6 years old, he was in first grade, raised his hand and asked a question that I hadn't heard before but was really significant. He said, where do you learn about God? Now, I was struck by that, because it was asked in all seriousness. And I began to think, where was it that I learned about God? What were the first stages of that knowledge which is so important for us? And I loved that it came from a young child, because children have a naturally contemplative attitude. So often you'll see a young child simply thinking, or we might interpret it as staring or wool gathering, but in fact they are absorbing a certain reality. They may not be able to express it in words, but they are fascinated by it. In terms of the contemplative life, we might say that they have been arrested by a reality, by a thought. And I thought about Jesus' attitude toward children and his commandment to us to become not childish, but childlike, to try to recapture that contemplative attitude that we had when we were very young, but over the years may have lost in the midst of all other demands on our attention, all other interests. But I thought, where was it that I learned about God? I mentioned, of course, that I first learned about God from my parents, who took very seriously my religious and moral formation. I obviously was filled with many questions, but I learned about it by how we prayed, how we meditated upon the life of Christ, how we were encouraged to have that ready sense of the presence of God in our life. Now, of course, this is what I remember, but there was a theologian in the 20th century who suggested that we began to learn about God at the moment of our birth. In a very powerful meditation, Hans Urs von Balthasar mentioned that at the moment of birth, when the newborn child is placed in his mother's arms, he looks up at the mother's face, and what he sees on the mother's face can be the first indication of the love of God for that child. Here is a newborn, completely helpless, dependent for all things upon his parents. And when he looks, does he see that look of love and care and compassion? And if he does, this is the moment his knowledge of God has begun. I think as we grow older, it is in the example of prayer and worship that creates an atmosphere of God's presence to us, allows us to understand that God is there before us. Oh, we may not hear at times. We may have to be content with a silence. But we understand that in all things, his concern is for our good. And in that prayer, we are taught that this divine conversation continues. That is why St. Paul tells us, pray always. Have that presence of God constantly before you. Speak to him and of him. I think a second part as I was growing up, and especially as I was preparing for my first Holy Communion, it was that growing attentiveness at Mass. My mother explained very carefully what it was that happens in the Mass, how our Lord Jesus is objectively there as he speaks to us through sacred scripture, as he is present in his body and blood. And from that, I began to realize that this was a true relationship with God through Jesus Christ. How often as we were going or coming from school, we would stop in the church to pay a visit, assured that day by day, at all times, our Lord was present there in the Blessed Sacrament, waiting for us, willing to speak with us, and teaching us as well. There was an article that I once read by a fairly famous 20th century philosopher. Her name was Elizabeth Anscombe. I once had the opportunity, in fact, to have dinner with her and to be involved in a very interesting conversation on the nature of the love of God. But she was a very devout Catholic. In fact, Pope John Paul II once said of her that she has the mind of Thomas Aquinas and the faith of a devout peasant. And the article that she wrote was on teaching transubstantiation to children. And her point was that although the word may be beyond a child's vocabulary, the reality is not. Although the child may express his knowledge of that reality in very interesting ways. But she said, you teach them the objectivity of it. You teach them why our Lord is present in that Blessed Sacrament, and how and then are we to approach it with devotion. As we grow older, of course, another way by which we learn about God is through life in the community of the church. How we grow more attentive to the Word of God as it is defended and explained by the life of the Church. We learn more precisely through catechesis. We learn particular things about our faith, how God has worked in our lives throughout all of history. And we also learn about God by service to others. For in others, we learn that indeed Jesus is present to us, especially those in need, spiritual or material. In all of these ways, we have to learn about God. It moves our minds, it shapes our lives, and the more we know, the more expansive our life becomes. Until finally, as St. Paul says, we grow into that full maturity in the person of Jesus Christ. And along our path to the heavenly kingdom, more and more we imitate him, and the more we know of him, the more we are moved to love him. And the more we are moved to love in service to God and service to others, the more we will hunger for that final moment when we shall see God as he is and become like him.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.